today. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lutes and of the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad with your works. At the works of your hands, I will sing for joy. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. There is one thing that everyone in this room has in common, and we have it in common with every other person in the world. And that one thing is that we all desire to be happy. Now, how we get there is a different question. There are people who study this, academics who do the psychology of happiness. They write books about it. The one country in the world that's supposed to be the happiest country in the world is Norway. And they talk about their lives, that, yeah, they pay more taxes, but they have a better safety net, and that life just is happy for them. I think as Americans, we're probably subtly taught that if you want to be happy, then you need to get things, you need to get stuff. And stuff will make you happy, and then happiness will lead you to gratitude. But there is a monk, he's a Dominican, and his name is David Steindl Rauscht. And he says, we have it all wrong. It's not that happiness will make us grateful, but gratefulness will make us happy. And in that is the key to the happiness of our lives. But we forget to do it. I can't tell you how many times at the hospital I'll see doctors and nurses walking down the hallway looking at their cell phone. And I want to say, put down your phone. Life is happening around you. I see parents all the time in restaurants looking at their cell phone and ignoring these beautiful children that they have. And we're called to be grateful. At every moment, we can be grateful. And even the pain that we might be going through now, in retrospect, it might help. I visited a man in the hospital the other day. He had only 10% of his intestines, and his colon cancer had come back. His brother had died the day before, so he wasn't going to be able to go to the funeral. And he looked at me and was telling me these things and crying, and he said, and on top of that, my mother died. Do you know what that feels like? And I said, I don't know what it feels like for you, but I know that when my mom died, it almost shattered me. And so I can look at that pain and be grateful that I went through it so I can share it with other people. When we live lives of gratitude, we live out of a notion of abundance, that there is enough. There is enough. And then we start sharing what we have with others. I find it really interesting that the only presidential candidate who wants to keep people south of the border there and keep saying there's not enough resources, not enough resources in the United States, he's a billionaire, for God's sakes. When we are grateful, we are happy. And when we are happy, we will not cause war on other people. We will love our neighbors. And so it's so, so important that you do this. I have one essential thing I need for prayer, and that's a rocking chair. And I have a rocking chair on my front porch. And every morning, I begin with a cup of coffee, sitting in the rocking chair, listing 10 things that I am grateful for. And at night, I go back to that rocking chair, and I list 10 things that I am grateful for. It reminds me to pay attention. And in Greek, the word for prayer means to pay attention to God. I'm one of those people who believes that God is everywhere and in all things. So it seems to me that prayer is to pay attention to life. And we do that best when we are grateful. I want to share a TED Talk that I came across a couple of weeks ago that declares gratitude better and more eloquently than I ever could. Watch this clip.